Happy spring, y'all. Doesn't rhyme like fall, y'all, but happy spring, y'all. It is the spring real estate market, and what the heck does that mean for DFW? It means some signs of life. Now, it's been a really wonky start to the year where we had some energy, and then we sort of lost it because people paid too much attention to the Fed. And then we've had some sporadic signs of interest and buyers are ready to go, and then they're not, and that's what's going on. And I'm so glad that was easy to follow. If you have questions about your real estate or you'd like to try to navigate that completely insane and erratic update, just call 214-310-0008. Or if you like, you can text that number right now. You can say buying questions, selling questions, remodel needs, strategy session, whatever you want. Just text it to 214-310-0008. We'll talk as we make our way through the show. What matters about understanding sort of the lag time of the real estate market, of making a decision in February that could have 20, 30, 40 years of financial leapfrog opportunity attached to it, or waiting until everyone else waits and what that could cost you. So we do have a full studio today. I tell you what, it's pretty exciting. We got a new table in the studio. We got full price Courtney. She usually yells.
Woo!
We've got the English wonder himself, the Yanni Donnie.
Woo!
Exciting as always. And the Gibbo, the man, the myth, the legend,
Gibbo!
Gibson Aguirre.
Howdy, y'all.
Every time. All right, folks, we got a full studio. Everyone's here for your listening pleasure. But if you wanted to view this situation, like you probably should have last week when we had unicorn outfits for Super Bowl consequences, again, hat tip to Ian for going with the second verse of I'm a Little Teapot. Didn't even know that existed.
Then like you need to teach people new things.
Then you need to go to the YouTubes and you can just search Todd Tremonti there. We have multiple channels, Homes on Land, area videos, and some podcast videos, plus unsuspected shenanigans. But you can also find the podcast anywhere you get a podcast. Where do you get your podcast, Gibson?
Spotify.
Okay. I'm a Apple podcast guy. What about you?
Spotify.
Courtney?
Spotify!
Cool. So everyone but me. Wherever you get your podcast, just look up DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. Very long name so that it's easier to search. DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. Go download that podcast. Hit the little button to follow us, and we'll do our very, very best to get you great information about DFW neighborhood homes and homes on land. How to get good deals, how to protect them, how to protest your taxes, how to enjoy them. Maybe that's my favorite part. How to enjoy your home, build a family and a marriage and a job and whatever else you value. Let's do it. Let's do it together. ToddTremontiTeam.com will get you to all of those places. Podcasts, videos, news, homes you can view, schedule showings, all that good stuff at ToddTremontiTeam.com. Now, this first segment, though.
Brought to you by Patrick Laros. We talked to him last week.
Yep. Always a good time.
It was really good. Good info. But Patrick and his team at ABC Bank, that's who you need to reach out to. If you're looking to get a mortgage, refinance, if you just have questions, thinking about maybe buying an investment property, reach out to Patrick, patrickglaros.com, NMLS number 308804, patrickglaros.com. Or like he actually said last week, you can go apply.patrickglaros.com. And you can start an application.
Can you imagine right applying for a mortgage and not feeling like you're trapped in the bowels of a terrible banking scenario? That's actually possible. And if you start with Patrick, they'll take great care of you, educate you through the process, care for you, help you think about a mortgage not just as a necessary evil to owning property, but as a wealth-building tool and how to carefully and critically steward that. It's pretty great. Patrick Glaros. .com.
I did only switch to Spotify kind of the beginning of last year, and it was delightful switching. I did enjoy it.
I'll be honest. I've dabbled with Spotify this year. We are in no way sponsored by Spotify, but if they want to pick up our show, they can just reach out to full price Courtney. Courtney at ToddTremontiTeam.com. ToddTremonti.com.
I'm sure they have a check open with the same amount of zeros Rogan got for us.
It feels Rogan-esque, right? Yeah. It's an ensemble, so they might have to triple or quadruple the Rogan number just to satisfy Courtney's needs as a full price candidate. But here's the deal, folks. The spring market is here. And here's how I, Todd Tremonti, 20 years as the Todd Tremonti home selling team and about 24 years as a real estate person in DFW. Here's how I feel about the real estate calendar in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. And I'm open to feedback here, Gibson and Ian, as kind of how you see it and your unique roles on the team. But here's kind of how I view it. Okay. People think spring and summer is when everything happens. It is, in fact, not when everything happens in DFW. But January is an optimistic but still not gangbusters month. It's very different year to year based on weather, based on economy. So January is an erratic, totally unreliable, but still great time to do business in North Texas. February tends to be a slow but steady ramp up towards spring and summer. It's a short month. It tends to be our coldest, craziest, iciest month normally. So we usually miss a week here and there for something crazy. And then we get into what most people would think of as spring, March, April, and May. But in North Texas, from a real estate perspective, I really only think of spring as April and May. March is a transitional month. There's a lot of hesitation. There's a lot of kind of foolish, I still have plenty of time to wait, that gets people in a lot of trouble. March typically acts a lot like February. Then April and May come very, very, very fast. And so they do tend to be busier, but they tend to be like you wake up and it's June. It comes and goes very, very quickly. And so people thinking they want to move while the kids are out of school or during summer are very active in April and May. Okay, then summer is only June and July, in my opinion, in North Texas real estate. June and July is I can get it done before school starts again, or I can get it done in between all the traveling. And then August in North Texas is our weirdest month. It is so stinking hot. It is back to school. It's last vacations. It's school zones start popping back on again. And the data just simply shows there are decent closings in August because of the activity of June and July, but there's a lot less new activity that gets created in August. And then we see a nice pickup for fall, which is basically only September and October. Now, we've had some really good Novembers and Decembers, but again, the standard, the general group, the consumer mindset, even in North Texas of November, December is, I've shut that part of my brain off till next year. It's the holidays. So that's your not that fast, but certainly summarized real estate calendar in North Texas. Now, here is me telling you, we have a strategy for any day, any market, any time. When you and your family and your finances are ready, we will help you win both selling and buying, and I'll guarantee it. I'll back that up. I'll put my money where my mouth is, and I'll trust our team members to blow it out of the water compared to anybody else in this city. And I would love for you to sit with us and see if you agree. Now, how do you guys feel about that calendar?
August is definitely squirrely. That's the number one that sticks out.
Yep.
Very hot.
Yes, it is hot. Yes. Market, not so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, August is squirrely. I feel like June and July, a lot of people are super active. And then if they don't get it done, August is like a stale month. I missed my mark on summer.
Which is such a mistake for buyers. But anyway, go ahead.
And then like where we're sitting right now, Christina and I bought our house and closed February 6th of last year.
Yep.
And that
which
was
is such a smart move.
Yeah. I mean, it was great.
Dane and I are always like November-ish buyers and sellers. When everyone thinks nothing's going on, but God, you know, do you agree with me that spring, although there's optimism in the market, it's still really truncated. It's like this very slow February, March ramp up. I got time. And then bam, I'm out of time.
Yeah. I've got a couple buyers right now who have a loose April or May timeline, but we're pretty dang active right now. Mm-hmm. And inventory's been pretty solid for the most part.
It's such a good time to get out ahead of that. Hey, you know, oh, it's April and May. The flowers are blooming. Let's go. And then everyone's doing that, and now you're competing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see, like, what the consumer mindset is this year. You're right on with that calendar. I'm curious to see, does that follow suit again this year after what the last year and a half's been like, where it's been the market as a whole has been squirrely. And so do people follow this same kind of pattern as we had seen in previous years before the last year?
I think you make a great point. No 2 years are the same. We're talking about generally reliable 20 plus years of paying very, very, very close attention to North Texas. Those are general rules. I can tell you so many deviations from that because of weather, politics, local development, interest rates, banking, availability of funds, and all these kind of things. But I think you make a great point, Ian, that, you know, this year has been really, really squirrely. Like last week's show, we talked a ton about an excessive, inappropriate, dangerous fixation on mortgage rates. That there's like the price you pay for the house is more important than your rate. Are you getting a house that fits you, your family, and your finances? That's more important than rate. Are you in the school that you want to be in? Are you near your church or your gym or your grocery store or your exercise, whatever? Like, we have lost sight of so many of those things because of an excessive obsession with rates. And that is what has driven a lot of the erratic, weird seasonality for the last 3 years.
Well, and here's the thing is that we've been having that conversation for the last 18 months that people are too fixated on rates. But here's the other thing. Anyone that's bought a house, Gibson included, Grady included, no one's regretted it. No one's been like, oh man, I really should have waited to buy
that house. I bought a house at what a lot of people would call like the worst time in North Texas in quite a while. In 22, like in the middle of the quagmire of it all, when values were still going berserko, but rates were kind of at their almost peak, while I tore down another house and built that and ended up with all kinds of crazy scenarios. And I still have zero, not a single one of those days that I regret it. There were days, you know, I wished I might have timed it a little differently, but zero doubts, zero regrets. And that doesn't mean it wasn't hard at times, but it was so worth it. Let me get to a quick question. Why do, this is going to sound like we're just patting ourselves on the back. And in some ways I am patting you guys, our team, on the back, but why is this a weird way to think about the market? Why do most real estate agents, even in North Texas, have sort of a one-size-fits-all strategy? Like they only have a strategy for one type of market. Why do you think that is?
I think it's a popular and easy subject. The public and the mass and the numbers make most of their real estate decisions on this one metric that happens to be interest rates. And I think people get exhausted by that and not having a level of it, whether it be experience or, I don't want to use jargon because that was in our huddle this morning, but it's just like, I mean, folks are exhausted by it. And if you don't have enough, I don't want to say pride, but just experience and knowledge and education about what's actually impacting house prices, interest rates, our economy, you name it, and how that's going to affect a family and making a decision to do so, you're probably going to be plagued by the overwhelming mass majority of news.
Okay. I think you said two words there that really stood out, and that was knowledge and education, right? So most agents are by themselves. Most agents get their license and they're in an office, maybe in an office. If they are in an office, they're just kind of by themselves along with a bunch of other people.
Yeah, they're sharing a copier and a logo.
Yeah, they don't have people around them to be able to help educate them and help them realize that they need to have different plans for different situations for all different seasons and years. Like, they just don't. So it's like, hey, I got this one thing, and then that'll do.
Well, and I think some of your comment, Gibson, was kind of fixated on, like, even agents will obsess about rates. We just went through what we all agreed is sort of the actual calendar, seasonality calendar for North Texas. I would say that in addition to the fact that agents are just as hyper-focused on rates as buyers and sellers, they're also totally at the mercy of the stereotype of everyone just buys in spring and summer. And so they only have a spring and summer. You want to list your house? Spring and summer assumption is there's demand and there's competition. And we're just basically ignoring inventory or unique strategy or any sort of hyper-targeting of a specific buyer. It's just sign in yard and wait, which is a spring-summer strategy. What aspects of that do you see? And I'll keep talking, so I'll give you a second to think, that you can take advantage of for your buyers, okay? So what I'm asking, Gibson, is, okay, you go out there and you represent 50 buyers a year, right? And when you bring a buyer to a property, it is more often than not, the seller has a different agent that you are going to go engage with, build trust with, negotiate with or against, depending on how you think of it. But that agent, 98 out of 100 times, has this spring, summer. Their mindset is basically the same as the general consumer. What's the benefit to your buyers and you when that's what you're dealing with on the other side?
they're holding for the spring, you're saying?
They just have this one size fits all. Well, we're focused on rates. We're focused on what everybody else is focused on. We're reading the headlines. We're not, there's no additional experience, expertise, critical thinking, strategic approach, team resources. It's like nice, well-intentioned agents, maybe even really hardworking, but they have this one size fits all spring, summer attitude, rate obsession. How does that benefit our buyers when they're working with you?
Because neither of those things are in my guidance to my buyers.
Right.
It has nothing to do with distinct timing of the calendar year, and it has nothing to do with where interest rates are lying, I think is the biggest thing.
Well, you're creating a custom approach. Who's the buyer? What's the home they want? What's the current situation? And then you're evaluating the entire market, not just that price, right? It's like, hey, these four or five homes that are available. Here's the comparisons. Here's the pricing. Here's the timeline. Here's what we know about that seller and their situation. Here's what I know about you and your situation. Here's our strategy for this home at this time in this place, as opposed to the old, like, you know, list it high, negotiate, meet them in the middle and sell it. And that's just all there is to it. This isn't a one size fits all thing for you. You're like, hey, the rate is what the rate is. Let's try to make up some ground over here. Let's see if we can get ahead over here. Hey, why don't we give a little here? See if we can make up more than that over there. Maybe it's on some other terms. Maybe it's on a credit back. Maybe it's on the actual purchase price. Maybe it's on the timing. Maybe it's on a prorated tax survey inspection. Maybe it's on discount point. There's so many other variables that you are not going in with a two or three feature, one size fits all, single season approach, which is why you bought in February, I bought in November, but we can stroll into June and knock it out of the park for a buyer when we know we're up against basically the same stinking attitude from the other side almost every single time.
Yeah, and inventories are going to be up because everybody's got the same plan. So do you know my advantage with my single buyer that's looking in hypothetical scenario, Plano, Texas, that just inflated in 20 and 30 properties available? Like, hey, congrats, you've got a good plan, your house is on the market, you're going to be able to sell it. But my buyers now have options to leverage amongst 3 to 4 properties that, hey, I kind of like those four, let's just go have 4 conversations and figure out who's willing to play ball.
So right now with your buyers, do you feel like you've got a small, medium, or large advantage going into this market with your buyers?
Massive advantage.
Yeah,
and that's coming off of a week where I actually have lost 2 multiple offer scenarios, and I'm still 100% optimistic. We lost those multiple offer scenarios because it wasn't a property that they were,
because you chose not to win them.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, by the way, it's not like we can never lose in those situations, but just saying offer more is not always what's best for your buyers. So you can walk away and go, hey, we're going to let somebody else overpay for this thing because we're not so attached we have to have it. Which is, by the way, name an agent that will do that for you that isn't just like as hungry for the commission or more so than you are for those keys. Well done, Gibson. Okay. Basically, what we're talking about is how sadly most real estate agents don't have a lot more real estate sophistication than their buyers. And so they don't have unique strategies for different markets. There's not a lot of customization. If you're looking for a customized situation on the buy side, a 13-point buyer program and a full-time world-class fully dedicated buyer specialist, we've got them, and you can call and talk to them, especially Gibson. You can call and request Gibson yourself, 214-310-0008. Go read all of his reviews, watch him on videos, check him out here on the show or the podcast. But we've got dedicated agents all over Dallas-Fort Worth for neighborhood homes, homes on land, different property types and price points and all those good things. 214-310-0008 or online at ToddTremontiTeam.com. We do still guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time, as well as we guarantee to save you at least $5,000 throughout the purchase process of buying your next home. Now, if I wanted to insure that property, Ian, what should I do?
Well, like Courtney so eloquently told us last week,
so good last
you
week,
should reach out to DP Lambert.
So good.
Goosehead Insurance, he's a broker. He's going to be able to get you the best price with the best coverage on your home insurance, your auto insurance. Just reach out to DP, dp.lambert@goosehead.com is his email. You can head over to toddtremonteam.com. You can click on the radio tab and you can find all of the recommended pros and vendors right there.
I mean, your DP read will never be as good as Courtney's was last week, but it was good.
Well,
was
I'm just not as good as Courtney, period.
Well, so. Listen, your NMLS number read is very smooth, but on the DP thing, I think Courtney really spoke from the heart.
She did.
Hey, folks, when we get back, we're going to run through some headlines, okay? Because here's what I know to be true. When you hear real estate-related headlines in DFW, they come at you from every angle. And they are often misleading and sometimes simply not true. But they are also often true and misleading. And that's pretty darn tough to deal with as someone whose job is not to obsess over real estate data all the time. So we're going to skim some headlines. We're going to tell you what is true, what is good for you, and what is not good for you, what's helpful and what's not helpful. And if you are eager to yell at or about, for or against the Donald, we may give you an opportunity. Now, we'll see. We'll see when we get back from the break. But before the break, if you have questions about your real estate, if you're thinking about buying or selling or investing or simply enjoying your home more, we are deeply committed. As a matter of fact, we feel called to use our God-given gifts and abilities to serve you and add value in your life. We believe that'll lead to just enough sales for us to have a massive positive impact in our community. But we don't need to only sell you a home. We're not here just to earn commission. If we can add value in your life, we believe that's going to work out great for you and great for us. So if we can help you in any way, save this phone number in your cell phone and just call or text when something comes up. 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. Now, if there's any part of you that has ever thought of getting into residential real estate, I would like you, Gibson, to tell somebody what that could possibly look like on our team. Why would somebody do that?
If you love being a professional, if you love continuing your education on a daily basis, and then in the same time being able to just lockstep with people who are making a massive financial decision that is emotionally overwhelming, but you have the ability to steer, drive with your expertise and just love on them in a thing where most folks go lost and have poor experiences to where they don't ever want to do another real estate transaction in their life. If even the idea of that and being that guide, you may not be the guide day one, but at the end of day seven, hanging out with this group, you're going to be a lot closer to that. And that's the thing. It's the group. It's what's worth leaning into. I tried this real estate thing solo. Was very exhausting for my personal life, my marriage, you name it. And today, now basically, I'm fighting the temptation to just hang out at the office way too long and go pick up my girls from daycare or go be with my wife in the evening. And that's an easy problem to have in my life, I would say.
Yeah, what I love about that is it's not a lot of that was leads and technology. We've got all that, of course, and probably as much or more than anybody on the planet. But what I'm hearing you say is to be a leader, a guide, an advocate, to serve your clients, but not as some woo-woo thing, to serve people and have an incredible life, to be able to have the freedom and flexibility to enjoy the people, enjoy the place, be home with your family, not working every night and every weekend and every holiday, but working hard and being proud of it with people you're proud to run with, and build an incredible life for you and your wife and your girls, and for your work to be an act of service and highly profitable. If that's something that's interesting to you or attractive to you, you can also call or text 214-310-0008. You can text the word team or just say, I'd like to talk about joining the team or maybe getting into real estate, whatever. 214-310-0008, or anytime you can go online to
ToddTremonteam.com.
Hey, and real quick, just don't forget,
Google Todd Tremonte and check out over 700 five-star reviews.
Oh, the headlines. The headlines, the headlines. I used to like it when Limbaugh, you could hear his papers rustling in the background, you know?
Oh, Rush.
We're basically the same caliber of show, Courtney. I got full-price Courtney with me in studio, and here's what we're going to do. As if this isn't what we always do.
Topics.
Is talk smack about the headlines. But we don't do it just because we think we're smart. Although, yeah, think we're pretty smart. It's because we are brutally defensive of our people, and we feel like all the people of DFW are our people, and I feel a sense of obligation to tell you what is true and protect you and help you make wise choices about your real estate. However, I am not your accountant. I am not your attorney. And for some of you, I am not yet your real estate broker. So, you know, this is not necessarily universal or specific individual advice, but here's where we are and what we believe to be true and not true about the headlines of the day. I know you got a hot one and your eyes are on it. So let's talk. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I want to know what you think about these tariffs on steel and aluminum going up 25%.
But before that, this first segment is brought to you by Patrick Glaro. See how they hooked him? See how we did that?
Hooked.
Just like Limbaugh. Patrick Glaro's and his really, truly incredible mortgage team over at ABC Bank. And, you know, people say stuff on TV and radio, but Patrick and his team are world-class, super committed to fully clearly communicating to you your options, not just rate. Of course, people ask about rate and they're going to tell you about rate and be competitive, but about terms and options and how to structure something to better suit your college savings or your monthly spending or your next vacation or your next investment. Let's be bigger thinkers and understand that a mortgage is a tool. It's awesome at some point to maybe not even need it, but how can it help you? How could it hurt you? What's a smart way to use a mortgage or two or three, depending on what you're doing? And Patrick Glaros and his team are the best I have ever seen at educating you and guiding you and helping you through that. Go to patrickglaros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickglaros.com. That's what I do. That's what my wife does. Only person we've ever used for residential mortgage, patrickglaros.com. Now, the Donald, President Trump, is seemingly, some would say, playing it fast and loose with tariffs. From my perspective, and I've looked at this pretty in depth, I don't think it's fast and loose at all. I think it's very strategic. But the question here is, what the heck does that have to do with DFW real estate? What impact are geopolitical negotiations and trade strategies, what's that impact going to be on a DFW home buyer or seller in the next 90 days? And the answer is, we don't fully know. But what we do know is that this is not a new strategy. And historically, this has led to a little bit of volatility initially as things kind of have to work themselves out. For example, supply chains. Let's just say there is a product that we historically got from Mexico. And if tariffs were to take full effect from Mexico, Mexico or whoever imports that product now has a higher cost of the good or to import the good. In theory, in the short term, you have sort of a right fitting that has to happen in the marketplace. Ooh, we don't want to get that from there as much anymore because it costs more or it takes longer. So you might see in a positive response, American production of that product pick up very quickly. In the beginning, that tends to be not as cost effective, right? We need more capacity. There's more demand for our products than ever before. There's a lot of reinvestment that has to happen. So our cost of that good is also high. And then the American made product, ideally over time, production is ramped up, facilities, staff, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then that cost starts to come back down as scale is created, economies of scale. And then there's more American jobs, more American products, and more American affordability. And then ultimately that becomes a really beautiful thing. It does not always work that way. But when you think about housing in DFW in the next 60 or 90 days, we may catch the front end of that, which is some uncertainty and inefficiency in some markets. Is it roofing products? I don't know. Is it shingles and nails? I don't know. Is it doorknobs? Is it glass? I don't know. We got a taste of this during COVID-19 and the coronavirus and all of that stuff, when there were supply chain issues, lumber out of the Northwest, roofing materials out of, you know, outside the United States. And then there were simple just turnaround times and accessibility to people. I would imagine some of that may be likely if and or when these tariffs take place and international trade is adjusted. I'll tell you what I would like to do if I was a home buyer, I'd like to get way ahead of that. If I'm a home seller, I might want to get way ahead of it, probably would, but I might also, if I didn't need to be in a really big hurry, I might wait it out and see if it ends up shrinking inventory again. But if I wanted to deal in a category of certainty, I would move quickly. because I know exactly what market we're dealing with right now. And if you're ready to move quickly on a purchase or a sale, just give us a call. You're not committing to anything. Sadly, most people wait and have this conversation way too late, and they lose options and flexibility, and they kind of have to go sometimes impulsively. But you cannot start this conversation too soon. Sleep like a baby with a plan in place for now or later or way later. 214-310-0008. Just call or text 214-310-0008. We'll set you up a free strategy session or get you some good info, or you can just go to
ToddTremontyTeam.com.
ToddTremontyTeam.com. Okay. Now, there's a lot of other angles we could talk about on tariffs, but that's the one that I think is most relevant to DFW real estate. Now, could it impact employment in DFW? Like I said, short term, who knows? Long term, it could really, really, really help. But DFW already has a strong employment market. Here's another article that I think is really relevant to the conversation. You've got an observation of the statewide residential real estate market from Narada Real Estate Investments, which is a pretty decent source of data. Dallas was one of the only, really the only major market in DFW that saw pretty significant home price increases late 24 rolling into early 25. And that was about a 3% jump, which in the market we've been in is pretty significant. A lot of areas were just generally sort of flat. What we saw kind of interestingly is in most of those other areas, we saw a little bit more activity, whereas DFW activity was still flattish, overall down a hair, almost 1%, but in certain pockets still up. So basically what you're seeing is kind of the most stable market in DFW, but still seeing price increases overall. Other markets, you saw a little bit of push for activity, but not seeing the price increases. And so you can find a pocket in any market that defies that. But generally speaking, we're seeing values in Dallas still go up, and we're seeing home buyers wishing they had not waited, especially for things like rates. But we're tired of talking about it. We've been talking about it so much. Don't obsess over rates. But that's what the data says from a source that's generally pretty reliable, Narada Real Estate. My takeaway from that would be, look, DFW has almost always been a really safe place to own residential real estate. There have been just almost no significant drops in value over time. We were here in the 08 market. Basically, our market hit pause. People did get hurt badly if they had just overbought recently before that, overborrowed, overspent, had a job change. That stuff always happens. That was an extreme version of that. Other than that, since the late 80s, savings and loan bust type things, we saw some people get in trouble with very, very, very high interest rate debt, like 18%, and some depreciation in property values. We're not seeing any of that right now. Some people think that may be happening in the long-term future, but for the vast majority of people, the predictions and the investments from big, big, big groups are still pouring into DFW because they view residential real estate as an appreciating asset, as something you want to own as much of as you can. So that's the read on the headlines right now. If I were to simplify that, I'd say, personally, I want to own as much real estate in DFW as I possibly can. And I would sell if it helped me buy the next one. Otherwise, honestly, I want to own it and keep a bunch of DFW real estate. If we can help you with that, give us a call or shoot us a text, 214-310-0008. Or just Google Todd Tremonti, or really probably the easiest thing is to go to
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
ToddTremontiTeam.com. Now, Courtney, do you have another thought or question that is just brewing in your mind? Because we like to play a game here called Courtney Learns Real Estate, where Courtney plays the role of literally everybody who's not a full-time real estate professional, and then we get to teach Courtney real estate, but at the same time share that with you. Anything on your mind?
You know, I'm
before,
just...
Before you go... Is there something on your mind?
No.
Is
there supposed to be?
I just didn't know if you had a homes on land question, or if you had a timing question, or if you had like, what could I do in my big backyard and have fun with it, or anything like that. Because there's a button I really want to hit.
Yeah.
To introduce your next thought.
Is it, and now this?
It's your favorite button.
And now this.
Well, I thought, you know, we could talk about how, like, we've been talking about preparing for spring.
Yep.
And
really more so on the YouTube channel. So we might need to get into that here a little bit, but go ahead.
But like spring isn't specifically here. It's February.
Real estate market spring is here.
But
weather-wise, we are not in the springtime.
No, but it's time to prep.
Amen, sister.
It's time to prep for selling, for enjoying, whatever it is.
But Mom Courtney, with three kids in a million directions, carrying potato sacks full of potatoes on their bicycles back from the grocery store.
Right.
How exhausting is it for you right now to think, oh, I should get ready for springtime?
It is a little exhausting, but I feel the spring cleaning like already happening. Like I'm like ordering my pallets of flowers and I keep walking to my home and I'm like, I've got to start packing it up around
here. I'm so proud of you. We did some way early spring cleaning in the office and it's glorious.
Yeah, maybe that's the spillover.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so here's what we mean. As exhausting as it can feel to be like, oh, cool, another thing to prepare for.
Yeah.
Does any of this excite you? Like really fun spring afternoons in the backyard leading into long summer nights.
Yes.
Fire pit, grilling, playing in the hose or the sprinklers or the pool. Having friends over, having long conversations with a glass of wine. We're a Topo Chico if you're into that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But the point is, now is the time to max out spring and summer. Because if you wait till like everyone's going to Home Depot for flowers, you're probably too late and those probably aren't the best flowers. But if you are thinking in February, there's a few little things I can do this weekend or have the yard guy do or have me do or whatever your setup is so that I can enjoy every bit of good, enjoyable spring, early summer weather, and I can be prepared to max out some of the worst parts, hottest parts of summer and still enjoy that. Now is the time to do that. What are those things? I mean, you start thinking about the grilling areas. You start thinking about what are the things I love to do most in the backyard, the patio furniture. Maybe it's pressure washing. Maybe it's thinking about, you know, drainage or chairs or the fire pit. Does it need to be cleaned out? Should we be building one, which we can build for like $40 with some pavers? Is there something that needs to be thrown out and replaced? Is it time to take this to bulk trash and be thinking about what goes in that spot? Is the umbrella something we need to replace? Or do we want to build some shade under a tree and create a little space there? Are we thinking about putting some sod down? Are we thinking about pavers or gravel or adding some decomposed granite or putting down some wood mulch? You know, what are those things that I can do now fairly cost effectively, not a ton of effort, but I'm going to be so glad I did that when some sneak up early fall spring weather hits me like it kind of did last weekend or the weekend before. And I get to go out there and really, really, really enjoy that, invite some people over and do the things that we dream of when we buy the home, right? It's kind of like you buy your house with these dreams of where you're going to entertain and where birthday parties are going to be and where grandma's going to stay when she comes for Christmas. And not that those things don't happen, but the majority of the time in the house is like life, getting the kids to school, cooking dinner, getting stuff done. So let's experience the dream of homeownership in our homeownership. So let's prep a little bit, nothing crazy right now, for those spring summer months. We just gave you a list of things. We got videos on the YouTube channel of how you prep for these times. Go check that out, by the way. If you just go to YouTube and search Todd Tremonti, you can find our, you know, local channel with videos about different areas and things to do. You can find our podcast channel with recordings of any of the shows you missed and bonus episodes. And then you can find our Big Backyards channel, which is about that living on land with a big yard with some extra space, an acre or two or three, where you can do all of what we just talked about. But yes, it is time to be thinking about that. Don't feel overly burdened by that. Feel excited about what lies ahead with spring and summer. And let me just be clear, maybe more than any, that fire pit's going to really, really make your life incredible. But I will tell you, there is one thing in our backyard currently that outranks the fire pit. You know what I'm talking about?
No, the hot tub?
Ooh, the hot tub's year-round glory. I'm talking about the sport court. I'm talking about the pickleball court. I'm talking about the greatest thing goodgaragefloors.com has ever done in my life. And they've done some cool stuff in our world, our garage floors, obviously. But the pickleball court, the basketball court, the volleyball court, the four-square court, the place the kids roller skate and skateboard and hoverboard and chalk draw and all the things. If you've got the space, if you've got the big backyard, or if you don't yet, let me suggest you get yourself a pretty good size big concrete rectangle. And then it can be all those things with the help of goodgaragefloors.com. For us, we had a busted up, cracked up, big concrete square that had started to turn ugly. And Chris with Good Garage Floors came out and turned it into like such almost 5-for-5 favorite out of our family. The girls play volleyball. Now the boys really like volleyball. Pickleball's a blast. We have a basketball hoop there. We've got some lights out there. We play a little bocce ball off to the side and cornhole and horseshoes and cube. Have you ever played cube?
Never even heard of it.
It's like Celtic horseshoes. It's super fun. Anyway, all that happens out there. And goodgaragefloors.com. I mean, I promise you I'm not over exaggerating. Took our funky concrete deal and then stained it light gray inbounds, dark gray out of bounds, white, like not paint, but stain all the boundary lines. And I got to be honest, it looks way better than I would have even asked them to do. We just sort of turned them loose and they turned it around. They've come back out to seal cracks and things like that. It's not their fault. Our concrete was old and janky. Sealed it up so that it will maintain it and protect it long term. They also did the garage floor, which is incredible. And now I'm having them back out as I prepare for spring for pool decking, mastic, and like a freshening up of just our like boring brushed concrete covered patio areas that we want to look a little cleaner and be a little less slippery and things like that. So any of your hard concrete surfaces, obviously garage floors, you know, and then your sport court, your walkways, your garden pathways, your driveway, your sidewalks, any of that, check it out. goodgaragefloors.com and tell them that Todd Tremonti sent you. They will take good care of you. They're awesome people. Chris is like a mad scientist of chemical compounds and what's safe for you and your dog and your kids and your family and looks great and will last and all that good stuff. This isn't like your cheap epoxy floor. This is like goodgaragefloors.com.
I mean,
come on.
You've got me pumped up.
You know, folks, while you're buying and selling, the title company does in fact matter. And if you get a bad one, it's a complete and utter nightmare. And I'm not exaggerating that. Like, you get the wrong title company, you're like, you feel like all of a sudden you got to get in there and do the job and no one's doing anything and it's not going to the right place at the right time and everything's delayed. When you want it done right, just call Republic Title or go online to republictitle.com. Tell them Todd Tremonti sent you. They got locations all over DFW. They're absolutely incredible. They hire the best people. They handle things with absolute professionalism. You can trust them. You can sleep well at night knowing that your purchase or your sale or your refinance or your investment is being handled at Republic Title. Check all that out at republictitle.com, where you can find closing cost calculators, title insurance calculators, where you can figure out exactly what that percentage of your cost is going to be, or if you want to negotiate for someone else to pay for that for you. republictitle.com. Now, we talk a lot on this show about neighborhood homes and homes on land. Courtney happens to have just about the prototypical neighborhood home. And you love it, right?
I love it.
You love the kids playing outside and riding bikes to each other's houses. And not only do you love the backyard, you guys love front yards in your neighborhood. Like, everyone's got chairs out front, right? Yes. And I represent the I love my big acreage property backyard. So really quickly, for our listeners, our friends, our viewers, our neighbors that are thinking about their next move or their next upgrade or their next downsizing, what is it that you think that neighborhood home thing can achieve? What can it do in your life where your house like really does matter? It's not just where you live. It's like a part of who you are and how you mom and how you live and lead and protect.
Yeah, I mean, I feel just a deep sense of community and sense of place that our life just extends outside of our home. We have like a village, but I have been thinking a lot about like you talking about this homes on land thing. And like, I dream of a lake house and it, like having that space. And so it's the concept of merging the second property into your, like where you live is so interesting. I think you cast such a vision for what people can achieve. And
it makes me so happy to hear you say that, Courtney. I'm going to get you on some land at some point. But maybe. I know where you live, and I'm not going to tell people where you live, but that's a pretty incredible neighborhood, and we actually help a ton of people move into that neighborhood, and not very many move out because nobody wants to leave. But what I love about what you said is you never mentioned square footage, size, shape, layout. You did have a hot take last week on Open Concept.
It was
hot and loud. But
wait. I want to interrupt you because okay, cool. You talk a lot about how eating apples out of somebody's backyard as a child really made an imprint on what you wanted as in a home. And my best friend in high school probably had the smallest house of anyone.
But that's where everybody wanted to be.
And that's where everyone wanted to be. And I remember that imprinting in me, it doesn't matter. The size of your
house. Why did everybody want to be there?
Because of the way you felt in their home, the way there was spaghetti on the stove, the way that you flowed into the backyard. Like, I just remember thinking it actually is the culture, the environment that you make.
So that's been literally my prayer for our home, every place we've ever lived. And I was so scared to tear down our old house and build a bigger, nicer house because I felt like we might lose that warmth. The prayer is always like, I literally pray that when people physically cross the threshold in our house or through the gate to the backyard, that they feel safe, that they feel cared for, protected, welcome, they feel loved, and then they get this weird sensation of like something different is here, and I want them to ask what it is. And my answer ideally is Jesus, right? Of course, spaghetti on, like that's, you're naming it, right? It's like we play silly games there that at home I would be like, this is childish. Cube. Why do you have a bocce pit? Well, the short answer is because we had a weird shed there and we needed to make sense of it. But the dream was, how do we turn every weird thing, every awesome thing, every dollar, every hour into something that makes somebody go, I just want to be here. And I want them to believe us when we say, don't rush out, stay. My kids had a friend over this week and he kind of kept saying, do I need to call my parents? And we're like, dude, if your parents are cool with you staying here, where, you want to eat, sit down. And he stayed. His kid stayed. And I was like, I'm glad your parents are comfortable with you being here this long. But that is the dream. It's not like I don't want my kids other. There are some places I don't want my kids. But it's not like I want to control everything. It's, I want this environment to be so life-giving. And that is not about bedrooms, bathroom, and square footage. It is about how you treat people. But there are certain structures and neighborhoods that do that really, really well. And then there's like my obsessive, crazy passion for big backyard and not control in a bad way, but like freedom to do anything we want to do, to have a pond or a greenhouse or a field or room to have a big fire or whatever, to me is also a thing that like most people don't get to experience. So when they're there, there's this sense of creativity and awe and like connection to something bigger than themselves, which sounds really weird because we're just talking about houses and yards, but it's real. It's palatable. And if you have a dream for your home or your condo or your little bitty house or your big house or your neighborhood home or your home on a few acres to create that in your life as a single person, a small family, a big family, a young couple, an older couple or whatever, gosh, I hope you hear it in our voices that we would love, we feel called to help you with that. Give us a call, 214-310-0008, or as my son, who no longer sounds like this, would say,
ToddTremontyTeam.com.
Just go to ToddTremontyTeam.com.